Hi there, it's week 36 of 52 Weeks of Inspiration. Do mediums ever retire? I don't know. It's something I've been thinking about. It's been on my mind. People have asked me in the past, will you retire? Do mediums retire? How do you know when it's time to retire? And to be honest with you, I think that those are some of the things I even ask myself. I think in a lot of professions, there are rules or expectations. People retire because they've reached a certain age, or they put in their years, or they're ready for rest. But when it comes to being a medium, I don't know. I think it's a little bit different. This isn't just a job. It's a calling, and it's something that you're born with. It's something that flows through you. It's something that I am. It's not just something that I do. So will I know? I don't know. I think the answer is personal. I've seen a lot of mediums work into their 80s and 90s because spirit continued to flow through them and they kept feeling called to share. Then I saw a lot of other mediums pull back earlier because they sense that their season of serving is complete. And I just think if you're a psychic or a medium or an intuitive or a healer, massage therapist, or whatever it is, if you share a healing modality, I think that there isn't a finish line. I think it's kind of this like inner knowing. And for me personally, I think that retirement is not as much about stopping, but about shifting. How do I serve? How much do I do? And what way do I serve? Maybe more time spent in different areas of my life while still holding space for spirit in a quieter way is the direction I'll go. And maybe not. But I think it's important to honor our truth, no matter what profession you're in. I think because the paper says that you have to go till you're 65, I don't think that's true. I think it's okay to rest when you need to and step back. I think it's okay to change your career 60 times, or 70, or 80, or 100, or 2, whatever you want to do. I think when you feel that you need to make a shift because your soul is craving a new rhythm, I think the only rule is that you follow that. That you'll know when you're ready. You'll know when it's time for something different because you'll be divinely guided. So until then, just keep showing up and keep serving and keep listening for spirit to guide you for what's next. And I guess that's my message this week. Don't think about something as an end. Think of it as a transition into a new way of living and serving and being. And whether you're a medium or a teacher or a mechanic, I think your spirit is always going to tell you when it's time to shift. So do that. Stay inspired, stay connected, have a great week, and I'll chat with you soon.